How does it feel to be the rookie milkman?
Oh, it's a true honor. It's amazing to be the one to represent the 1,000 farm families in Indiana, to be part of this tradition and be able to actually hand over that glass of milk at the end and know that what my family does to produce milk and to give that is just truly an honor. It's amazing.
And talk about the connection between dairy and the race and why that's a big deal.
Well, back in 1933, it started from Louis Meyer wanting buttermilk at the race. And ever since then, it became a tradition to have milk at the end of the winning driver. So there's a lot of similarities with dairy and IndyCar field. You know, technology is a huge part. I actually have robotic milkers on my farm. It looks like the bottom of an IndyCar, carbon fiber, that kind of stuff. So it kind of goes hand in hand with what IndyCars are doing. You always got to be on that cutting edge of technology and always pushing the limits if you want to keep going and win or stay in business.
Why is it so important to you that milk is given out at this race?
Well, yeah, it'd be one of the coolest traditions. It's absolutely amazing. You know, the milk, it's such a vital part of everybody's nutrition, such a vital part, to needs of people that it's for a tradition to give it out is really cool. I can't explain it in words, I guess, how neat it is that there is a tradition that takes what we do for a living and celebrates it at the end to be a unique tradition is absolutely amazing. Get out there, go check out winnersdrinkmilk.com, find out local dairies around wherever you're at and see what a dairy farmer does and how they take care of their cows and what they do for a living.